Oh, if somebody came to see you and you enjoyed the visit, and when the people were getting ready to leave, you might say, now,
come back.
Mm-hmm. And
of course, around in the southern states, we always say, you all come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, on Christmas Day, when you meet somebody, you say,
Merry Christmas.
Did they say that when you were a child, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on New Year's Day, you say,
Happy New Year.
if there was, if you appreciated something and you wanted to show somebody, and it's, besides saying thank you, you might say, I'm much.
It was much obliged.
Mm-hmm. And if you weren't sure whether you have time to do something or not, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
Yeah. I don't know, she'd say, I don't know that I'll have time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. And then if you were talking about, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something and like the storekeeper didn't have a bag to put it in, you might just take some paper and
wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you'd have to
unwrap.
And if it had rained a whole lot and the farmer's crops were just wiped out, you say the crops were a total
failure.
And if somebody sold something for less than they paid, they say they had to sell it
at a loss.
And if there was something that you saw that you really admired and you liked, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like that thing, but it just...
Can't afford it.
Now, if you were talking about a bill, you'd say, now it's time to pay the bill. You say the bill is...
Due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay...
Dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to... Yeah, you were about to
say loan, or get a loan, or... Borrow.
Yeah. And if talking about like in the Depression, you say like in the 30s, money was really
tight or scarce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like verb forms, and talking about the verb in the word dive. And if you were talking about the past tense, and you'd say, well, like yesterday he
dove.
And then, but as far as I'm concerned, I have never...
Yeah, it throws me a little. Dived.
Do you know what they call a dive, where they jump and sort of jump in the water and land flat on their stomach?
It's a belly whopper.
And like a kid, when they'll put their head down on the ground and kick their feet and go over, you say they're turning a...
Somersault.
And another verb form, like in talking about swimming, and you'd say, he was swimming, and yesterday he
swam.
And I have
swum.
Have you ever heard, like, when you were do you remember when you were a child, if people pay their, like, paid off their full bill or something, store in cash, sometimes the storekeeper would give them like a little
treat.
Oh yeah. And a person who went down for the third time, you'd say he
sank.
And if he was actually killed by this, you'd say that he
drowned.
Now, if you were looking at a great big mountain, you might say, now that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
Now last year a friend of mine
climbed.
And but in my lifetime I have never
climbed.
It's
real easy to start stay clumb.
It is very, very common.
I guess it might be. I don't think we ever had that particular word around.
If you were talking about like children, if they want to hide from you, you know, or something, and they might get behind a sofa and they'd have to get down like this, you'd say that they were
squatting.
Mm-hmm. And a little child was saying his prayers. He went over beside his bed and
knelt.